This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 27th. God's word for you today is deepen, detect, discern, delete. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, and it says, if we say we have no sin, refusing to admit that we are sinners, we delude ourselves and the truth is not in us. His word does not live in our hearts. The answer to the battle raging with you is not in a book or in a 10-step guide. It is not in the next conference or in philosophy. I am happy to tell you that the answer, your deliverance, is not even therapy. The answer is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. When you come in contact with Jesus, when you deepen your depth in Jesus, all those things that are plaguing you will lose their hold on you. I can tell you the story of my life. The deeper I got with God, the more it became impossible for me to be in despair, confusion, guilt, and shame, because he nailed it to the cross. And the more I press into him, the more the reality of this walk becomes. It is beautiful when we come to him and we see what he has to offer us. As the writer of the hymn so aptly put it, I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is a person and he is the answer. To gain victory over the battle within, the first thing I must do is I must deepen my understanding of Christ, the risen Lord, the resurrection, and the life. The second thing is I must detect, disarm, and delete the lie I am believing. Everybody is believing a lie, and that is why everybody is limited. Every limitation is held together by a lie. The day you detect, discern, and delete that lie, that day you go to the next level. That is how it works. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Human beings have this amazing capacity to deceive themselves. Every time you expose and challenge a lie that you believe, deliverance happens every single time. Most times, our views of deliverance is warped. The reason you are limited is because you have believed a lie. Think about it. What area do you think you are limited? There is a lie behind it that you have embraced and are holding onto as your reality. It is tangible to you because you have held on to it for so long, but it is still a lie. The moment you detect it, disarm it, and delete it, that limitation expires. What I am saying is, behind every self-defeating act is a lie I have believed. Think about any part of your life where you have a self-defeating act. Behind it is a lie. We tell ourselves lies sometimes, and one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves is, it is not a problem, no biggie. It is time to examine the different areas of your life. Detect, discern, and delete the lies you're believing so that you can move to the next level. Let us pray. Father, as you take me deeper in my understanding of you, help me see as I ought to see, to spot every lie that I am believing and delete them in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.